It is week three of this podcast and week four of college football season. Welcome back to Run the Draw, college football's only podcast less than 20 minutes long. I'm your host, Chase, and we have another host, and his name is Aaron.
Oh, good. Okay. I thought maybe there was a third one, and that's how you were going to tell me. It would've been weird.
There's been another host on the show the entire time. He said nothing for how many seasons have we been doing this?
Three?
No, stop Four? It. This is like year five.
No. Five? It can't be five. It's got to be four.
Run the Draw this week is sponsored by Kombucha. Kombucha is a living tea-based beverage drank by wealthy white people. A good way to deal with a head cold or a hangover, which if you cheer for most of the teams that we do, you could probably use some kombucha after Saturday. I know I could. And I'm drinking some right now out of a wine glass because I'm a dumb, dumb human. I'm trying to convince my body that I'm drinking alcohol.
Well, I mean, you are, so, right?
That's true. I am drinking some alcohol. So log on to kombucha.com or go to Whole Foods and use code word run the draw at checkout and get extra alcohol in your kombucha. It comes with a black label and they make you show your ID because fucking prohibition.
Hey, is kombucha the same as White Claw?
Yeah, basically.
Okay, cool. I thought I might Claws be confused. Up. Yeah.
Yeah, the ABV on a White Claw is just about the ABV on this booch.
All right. Thanks to our sponsor, kombucha.com. What else we have? Oh, we have the intro. Yeah, you guys should follow us on Twitter.
I forgot.
Email us. Go to our website. Don't go to our Facebook. What else do we have? Delectable.
We really should just give the password out to the Twitter account and let our listeners tweet from it.
Yeah, I'm fine with that. I don't have a lot of time for it, so this works out.
Okay, so follow us on Twitter. We'll tweet the password to our Twitter account.
Let's turn it into some sort of college football-based riddle.
Like you have to guess the password?
Yeah, it'll be like the first letter is... No, we're not going to do that. My brain already hurts just from doing that. So
let's do a scavenger hunt and hide clues around the country on college campuses. Well, there was some college football this past week. And you know what? This is one of those weeks where people like ourselves tell you, also credit to us for not telling the listeners to do this last week. But this is typically where college football podcasts will tell you, hey, you know, skip this week, go outside, get some fresh air. Use this week as leverage with your significant other. You don't have to watch any college football. And I feel like that's a bad take because this weekend ended up being pretty interesting.
Yeah.
I don't think it was a dog shit weekend of games. I think there were some good games.
Yeah, no, totally. That happens every time people say that, of course.
Yeah, yeah. So tell us about some games.
Oh, man. Where do we start?
Where we love to start.
El Asico. Where all things start.
Yes.
With the ass. El Asico lived up to its name. It ended on a muff punt. I mean, what else? If you're watching El Asico, what else can you ask for? Right.
I mean, that's it. That's
another fun fact about this game. The spread was 2 and a team won, but did not cover the spread. So really, really just firing on all cylinders there in Ames, Iowa.
Do we know the over under? Like what was it? And did that I'm assuming you just bet the under on Elastico, don't you?
That would almost always work, but I think there was like 70 or 80 points last year. But a lot of them are, yeah, in that weird 13-6 kind of area.
So Iowa beats in-state heated rival Iowa State. Yeah. I'm going to move on in the notes. This is a verbatim. Maryland lost to fucking Temple.
Yes. And you might ask yourself, why am I listening to these two idiots talk about Maryland football? Maryland had the number one offense in the country until week three, where they lost to fucking Temple. So
you think people's reaction are going to be upset that we're talking about Maryland and not Temple?
Kind of, yeah.
The fighting Bill Cosby's, man. Yeah.
Yeah,
so Maryland lost to Temple. Temple had a 7-yard punt.
And they still won. Game.
Can we check and see if that punter is on scholarship? Because, like...
We're going to do a Freedom of Information Act request, you know?
Yeah. So surely that's the only team that lost and shouldn't have, right?
Of course not. It's college football. In a really fun one, the Citadel beat Georgia Tech. So ooh. You don't want to lose to the Citadel. South Carolina did that.
No. I can speak you don't want to do experience.
That. But the Citadel runs the flex bone, which is what Georgia Tech has run forever until this year, until their last three games. So, not a great transition there when you lose to a really poor version of your former self.
I mean, can I ask you a dumb question? Shouldn't the defense be used to this?
Well,
shouldn't Georgia Tech's defense like understand?
That's an interesting thing. I don't know how you practice, like how do you coach a defense when you're a flexbone team? Because obviously you need to work on your offense, but also your defense needs to not know how to stop the flexbone. Right.
Well, I mean, I'm assuming their defense, you know, plays against the scout team and vice versa. But like, I mean,
you should have some experience. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that was fun. What else happened?
Well, Michigan State lost to Arizona State and they were not supposed to lose. That's pretty bad. And Stanford got their shit kicked in by UCF. Which was like not an upset. I think UCF was favored and also everybody saw this coming, you know, you just kind of like wince like, oh God, Stanford, here you go.
Yeah.
And, Stanford got their shit kicked in. I mean, dude, shout out to UCF. Like what are you supposed to do? Like, well, you should schedule more teams. So now they schedule Stanford and people are like, well, Stanford's not good this year.
Yeah. It's kind of unfortunate. But that's why this game is stupid and nobody should ever spend any time on it.
Well, hopefully the Stanford players enjoyed themselves with a nice beverage at the basement in Orlando, Florida, because they traveled all the way to the East Coast for this game.
Yeah, I can't. I feel like if you're a person who goes to Stanford, Orlando is not your favorite locale.
Oof. Penn State played Pitt in men's American football. And Penn State won because Pitt kicked a field goal and missed it with 5 minutes left. Pitt was set up with a first and goal and had to settle for a missed field goal, which is worth 0 points. So,
yeah, this was a real... incredible example of just this weird ultra conservatism taken to a degree to it just stops making any sense. So after the game, so just to be clear, they missed this field. It was first and goal, about 5 minutes left in the game, down by 7, like you said. So even if you make the field goal, I don't know, not still not in great shape. So Pat Narduzzi said, you need two scores to win the football game unless you guys are playing for overtime. We're trying to win the football game. Like, says the man who kicked a field goal on fourth down from the one. Yeah, I love that he somehow flipped this into like a mathematical, logical argument about trying to win versus going for a tie. There's a thing you can actually go for two after you score a touchdown. So you can actually, you can actually get 8 points. If you're really trying to win the game there.
So who's going to tell Pat Narduzzi that you can actually win the game in overtime? That can happen also. He made it seem like playing for overtime was like a tie and it just ends.
Yeah. Some of these coaches now, man, like I he may not even know that. I'm serious. He might like, whatever the overtime rules were, whenever he first became a coach, that is just like locked in his brain. And, you know, he can like navigate the minutia of like how to manage the clock on a, you know, the last 3 minutes of a game, but like, but math, no.
Nope. No, he can't. That's true. No college football coach can do that. There's no game clock management. Well, that's a good segue. Speaking of game clock management, let's talk about Gamecock management. Our beloved South Carolina Gamecocks lose to the Alabama Crimson Tide 47-23. We had a late cover by the Gamecocks, so if anybody bet with us, you lost money at 25.5. Sorry about that. But not too sorry as a Gamecock fan. Ryan Helinski, the freshman, goes 36 for 57.
Dear God.
For 300 yards and 2 touchdowns, and then he had a picky. He got freshman of the week for the SEC, which is pretty crazy.
Yeah. That was also, I believe that was the most points scored on Alabama by not Clemson the past couple years. So,
yeah,
pretty promising.
Shout out to us.
Wish we could have seen just a hair of that week one. Just like one drive of that probably would have gotten us over the edge. So,
yeah, I mean, we kept this pretty close into the third quarter. It was 24-13 in the third quarter, which is pretty fucking good. But there were some blown calls by the refs. A holding call that I still don't really think existed. On the fake field goal for a touchdown, and a really weird game clock management thing at the end of the second quarter before halftime where everybody thinks Rico Dowdle scored, but they didn't stop to review it. So Muschamp had to just call a play. It was really fucking weird.
Yeah,
we should have gone into halftime at least down by a touchdown, not two. But Alabama, man, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't really have anything else to add other than that Ryan Helinski looks awesome.
Yeah, he did look good. So excited to see what happens.
And Alabama's wide receivers are fucking freaks. They're going to make your defense look like trash no matter what. Like,
yeah,
they have 4 first round draft picks on their fucking every offensive formation.
Yeah, it's really something else. It's really, speaking of sad football. Yeah.
Do you have a sad football for us?
I do, actually. And hey, what a segue. Former South Carolina coach. No. So Georgia State, who you may remember, week one beat Tennessee.
I do.
So that was a big day for the program. Week three, they lost to Western Michigan 57-10. They were down 43-10 at halftime. Western Michigan had way over 400 yards on the ground. So transitively, Western Michigan is third in the SEC, I believe.
Of the directional Michigans, is this a good one to lose to?
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know.
It's time for a new segment on the show. This segment is called "What type of chair did Hugh Freeze coach from this week?" So, what type of chair did Hugh Freeze coach from this week?
I'm told he sat at a computer chair. on a band director riser. So he was on an elevated platform behind the bench in a computer chair.
This fucking guy, man.
I'm in it. I hope this continues even when he's feeling better.
Yeah. I every week. Like, yeah.
He's in a bobsled. Okay, great.
Dude, they need to make, you know how they have like rivalry trophies? Every team they play should have a trophy, and the trophy is just the type of seating furniture that this guy sat in.
What, so if you win the game, you get whatever he sat in. And if you win the game, your coach also, it's like, you're like gambling. Your coach also sits in something dumb. And if Liberty wins, which they won't, they have to get that chair and Hugh has to use it the next week.
Yeah. I mean, they actually did win this weekend, but that's a good point. Oh, sorry, Liberty. You guys lost. Looks like Coach Hughes will be coaching next week from a pommel horse.
What if in like 3 weeks he's feeling fucking great and he's feeling like, you know, like, I don't know. He's reborn perhaps. And he just coaches on fucking stilts. So he's just walking around. He's still like 3 feet above everybody. He's just stomping around.
He's going to end the season on stilts. Like, it's swinging all the way that direction.
I love it.
I hope the last thing he does before stilts is like, he rides a Segway around. Cause he's like, it feels okay to be upright. I just can't walk.
Yeah, watching him just get like flattened on the sideline on a Segway would be worth it. I mean, watching him getting flattened on anything actually would be appointment television for me at this point.
This cycle just start over. You can go back to the hospital gurney. All right, let's make some picks. I am 2-for-4 on the season, and you're 1-for-5. So shout out me. We got 3 games to pick this week. A bunch of top 25 matchups, and we're going to pick all of them. So we're going to start with number 11, Michigan Whole Milks are going to Wisconsin, home of the Badgers. They're ranked number 13, and Wisconsin's favored by 3. Who are you taking?
I don't trust either of these teams at all, but I'm going to take Michigan. I don't know. I actually don't know why.
Oh, wow. I'm going to take Wisconsin. I think Michigan is not that great.
Yeah, same. up next, we have number 8, Auburn, at number 17, Texas A&M. Texas A&M is favored by 4 points here. Who you got?
Is this a night game?
Yeah, I don't
know. It's okay if you don't know.
Probably. Actually, this is probably mid-afternoon CBS game.
3:30. I'm taking Bo Nix, man. Give me the Tigers. Or the Eagles.
The Tiger Eagles. I'm gonna take A&M because I don't trust either of these teams, but I really don't trust Auburn, and I need to beat you, so I'm gonna pick the opposite team.
Well, that music you hear in the background is our 15-minute warning. But next up, we've got number 7, Notre Dame, traveling to number 3, Georgia. Georgia's favored by 13.5 against a fellow top 10 opponent. That makes me think that Notre Dame shouldn't be in the top 10. Who do you think is going to win this football?
I think Georgia's going to win and cover, but I think the food scene in Athens, Georgia will be decimated by the number of poor Yelp reviews left by asshole Notre Dame fans while they're in town.
I took a healthy swig of my 100-proof whiskey right when you made that joke, so that was almost detrimental to my keyboard. I'm with you. I'm taking the dogs and the points. We got one more game to pick, which is your South Carolina Gamecocks traveled to Columbia, Missouri, to play the Mizzou Tigers, 2-time SEC East champs. Don't worry about it. Mizzou's favored by 9.5. So Mizzou's 2-1 on the season, just as a quick recap. They opened the season with a loss to Wyoming, but no one cares about that, apparently. Who are you going to take?
I'm taking the Cox. This seems crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm me too. Roll Cox. I think that's close to free money.
Let's turn this into a sound clip for next week when we lose by 35. Just heads up. Okay, we got some questions this week. Oh, heads up on the questions. If you are brave, i.e. not a coward, you can actually click a link and on our Twitter feed and leave your voice. Leave your question with your voice versus tweeting it. This is great. Anyway, you get it. Leave your voice.
So what do we got for fan questions?
So we got one from our boy Mason Moore. He just said, is Wake good?
Yeah, if you're a South Carolina fan or a Utah State fan, the answer is that Wake's probably the best team in the country.
Yeah, the offense is firing on all cylinders. Big win against North Carolina in non-conference play this weekend.
Yeah, that was a non-conference game, wasn't it?
Yeah, so they played this game. Actually, why do you think they played this game in non-conference? Because they share a conference, just to be clear.
I'm going to say that the state of North Carolina passed a law that required them to do it.
Ooh, I don't believe that to be the case. I think they just like playing each other. They just missed each other's musk and said, hey, I got time. I got time week three. You got some time week three? And they're like, yeah, let's do it. And then you have it.
I like that.
Yeah. There it is.
And I really like that.
How do you feel about doing an ASMR episode where we just talk about the claw fence?
In a whisper voice?
Yeah.
I'm for it.
Cool.
Shad, longtime listener, are you guys going to address Tory Gurley's post-game tweets? Nope.
Yeah.
Thanks for asking, Chad. Appreciate your listening for so long.
Yeah, Tory Gurley like realized he can be like the he's like playing like the, I don't know. It's coming from the same place that like Fox News fanatics come from.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Just
Tory
like,
Gurley is the Ben Shapiro of South Carolina, yeah, Twitter.
Just slinging hot takes that are not hot.
Also, Tory Gurley has only one more NFL reception than I do. So, you know.
Wow.
But basically, Tory, this is where the Tory thing comes to a head. He tweets at Coach Muschamp, at Coach W. Muschamp was outcoached by hashtag Saban today. Video coming soon with details. And it's like, dude, if you want to throw shade or complain about the program on Twitter, it's fine. But don't turn it into fucking like and subscribe. You know what I mean? Like, we're not going to, like, you're going to get a bunch of dumbass fucking South Carolina fans subscribe to your YouTube station. The best part about it is all the other alums that, like, slid in. Alshon Jeffrey, who, by the way, had to play a professional game, like, within 12 hours of this tweet, hits him with, bro, stop that nonsense. And Mike Davis retweeted it, also a professional football player, and said something like, bro, this ain't it.
Do you think what week will Tory Gurley have a Patreon where it's just fucking minutes of exclusive nonsense?
I don't know. He may have one already. We are 43 seconds over our 20-minute limit, not counting the intro. So let's talk about food, and let's get these fine folks on their way, lest we become a bunch of damn hypocrites.
Food, I had some pata negra yesterday.
Tell me more.
Pata negra is, as I understand, the finest of the Spanish cured hams. It's Iberico ham, which is really nice, and the pata negra are like the sort of like the Kobe beef of the Iberico ham world.
I like that.
They eat a bunch of acorns, and it tastes kind of nutty when you eat it, and it's just delicious. So it's also, if you ever feel the need to buy it, you're going to want to buy like four slices of it because it is, I don't know. It might be like $50 an ounce or something. So just buy like $10 worth and you'll be good.
Where did you have that?
I had that at my kitchen counter.
Sweet.
Cause I went, cool. I went to a wine store and they were selling it. And I was like, yes, I'll take some of that.
You bought that at Bacchanal, didn't you?
I did not. Actually, I bought it. This is a great opportunity. I bought it at the Independent, a new wine retailer slash bar in Broadmoor here in New Orleans. Friend, very good friends of the pod. So if you're in New Orleans, check it out. It's behind Restaurant Depot. There should not be a wine bar there, but there is, and it's awesome.
That's a good description before a wine bar, that there shouldn't be one there. It's a good sign that it's going to be good. Yeah. I'm going to go real simple this week. Our Whole Foods sells a brand of tortilla chips, and my wife is laughing in the background. And homemade salsas. I mean, not homemade. They make it at not a home, but in the cold section. But they're from the same brand, and it's called, what's it called? Casa Sanchez. Yeah, Casa Sanchez. Minus a few points that their logo is just bold Comic Sans font, but other than that, the chips are real good. They're just like tortilla, Mexican style tortilla chips, but they've got lime and salt on them. And then the roasted medium salsa is like roasted tomatoes and peppers, and also has some like citrus in it. And it's just really fucking good. I can plow through about a bag and a whole thing of salsa pretty easily. So shout out to Casa Sanchez out of Hayward, California. My wife would like the listeners to know that she's drinking a bourbon and ginger ale with no ice. It's so aggressive.
I mean, it's chilled.
It's chilled, she says.
It's chilled, but it's not chill. It's very aggressive.
It's not chill. We did some work on the ice this weekend, so no ice.
No ice. Oof.
Banish ice. All right, that does it for the show. Make sure to log on to kombucha.com, use code word run the draw at checkout, and get extra alcohol in your kombucha. Make sure to follow us on Twitter and send us emails, like us on Facebook, and be on the lookout on Twitter. We're going to tweet a college football themed riddle. The answer will be our password, and then you can just have free reign and tweet whatever you want. Anything else for the listeners?
No, that's it.
Cool. Well, sorry this was so long. That's not what she said.